T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the morning to you.
Listen to this.
Last time we saw Tim, it was the same temperature as it is now.
That's exactly right.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, yes.
In fact, it might have been a little colder then.
Oh, God.
As he was hosting us for the Manchester Road Race.
Oh, beyond brisk. My feet were numb. I mean, honest to God.
In fact, my brain hasn't thought out since
then. Did you really go?
It's been awful.
It was nice and warm in the, you know, Ken's thing that he provided there, but Ken Crowley's thing, but
Yeah.
We're like, but you were a great host. Thank
you
very
much. Yeah, it was so much fun. What time did you guys get done cleaning up the house after the 800 people were there?
About 7 o'clock that night.
Wow.
No, I'm only kidding.
Really?
No.
They were still getting to the third course at 7 o'clock.
I do want to remind you, if you are going to be downtown on Saturday for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Right. I'm marching with the Fox 61 people, the fabulous Rachel Weatherwomen, Sean Pergano, Brian Foley, Aisha Bowe. Maybe others. I don't know. But we'll all be marching. In fact, Fox is doing it on the CW20. Yeah, Erica and Tim and Margot and Keith will all be anchored.
Oh, speaking of on TV, you want to talk about Sunday?
Yeah, also Sunday, the opening of the Calhoun Project, the E60 documentary that we've talked about and been a little bit of a part of.
A little bit.
We'll start at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. We advise you to watch it. Well, no, you have to listen, though, so you can hear us. So you'll have to turn off whatever we're running at that hour. Sorry. All right, let's get to the task at hand. You brought in corned beef.
Wanting corned beef because it's St. Patrick's Day, and that's what you do for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, God.
If you're listening at Compass, I'm not having any much.
Well, you know what? I mean, seriously.
No, I can have it. See, I can't have the bread because of the gluten thing, but I can have. Now, you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Growing up, Ray's having no such issues with it.
I don't care.
The only way I could eat corned beef was if I had mustard on it. Is that a normal delicacy?
It goes together. A lot of people will use mustard on their corned beef.
You brought corned beef and Swiss.
Which I didn't use.
Yeah.
Man, you are a good man, Tim DeVaney. Let me tell you.
If you put corned beef, you put cabbage on it, then it's like a Reuben.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Russian
I'm not
dressing.
A big cabbage fan.
Oh.
I am in coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
I like coleslaw.
Me too.
I don't like the cooked.
Oh, you don't want to hear about Joe. You don't hear about Joe, but this morning he was talking about breakfast cereal.
I'm busy eating. You can talk all you want. Let me tell you this. This corned beef is to die for.
Yeah, it's really good. But no, he'd eat cereal, but he'd eat dry because he didn't want milk on it because it just repulsed him.
As I also confessed, I was also an altar boy, so that a lot of my past is coming up this morning.
The great story is that, you know, he was an altar boy, and of course at that time the Mass was in Latin.
Right. Well, I learned the Mass at St. Augustine's in Latin.
Uh-huh.
And then the week after I became they said you've passed the test, you become an altar boy, Pope switched it to English. talk about wanting to convert right away.
Yeah, and I blew it all.
So exactly explain to us, Mr. Highland Park Market, what makes a good piece of corned beef? I mean, what?
One of the things that we do is we corn our own corned beef.
Which I think makes a difference.
And what we do, and everybody said, well, why do you do it? It's just a boiled dinner. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we use the certified Angus beef, the same requirements we have for everything else in our meat case.
Right.
And we use the certified Angus beef because and everybody said, well, it's just a boiled dinner. Well,
so
yeah,
what?
It's a boiled dinner. But
details.
You need the flavor. You need all the other things.
The texture.
The quality.
Texture,
yeah.
Which is wicked.
Yeah.
Can I get it already cut at Highland Park? I mean, in other words, if I go to the meat case, can I find it already cut and ready to go?
Sliced up like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or – no, but you could probably ask them to slice it up for you.
Yeah, they'll do anything for
you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How does it – I've never bought corned beef. So how does –
it's usually just buy it, put it in a pot, boil it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
Pretty easy.
We've got to do a break here, and then I'm going to come back. Let's talk about it because
– okay.
Joe, it was one St. Patrick's Day, and we stopped by and picked up a corned beef, okay? And now it's like 2 o'clock, and I call Tim, how long will it take? And, You got to allow some time, do you not? We'll get into that.
Boiled dinner.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and this guy is...
I'm Jody Ambrosio, and we are delighted to be welcoming our friend Tim DeVinny.
He is.
From Highland Park Market, who has brought the world's greatest corned beef.
And Joe is saying, you're never corned beef fan.
I was never corned beef fan. As I said during the break to you and Mr. WTIC legend Bob Dunn and soon-to-be WTIC legend Charlene Mainville, is that I wouldn't even spoil this corned beef by putting mustard on it. It's so good.
The flavor is
seriously
great.
Now, I'm a newbie at this. Explain the whole process to me.
Yeah.
And the listeners.
Well, there's a corning process that you do.
What is corning?
A corning, corned beef.
Yeah, right. So you get the Angus. You get the Angus beef.
Beef. Yep. You corn it, and it really is. You start with certified Angus beef.
Okay.
And that's how we start.
A very big part.
And that's a big part of everything that we are.
Now, what do you mean by corning?
Yeah.
I mean, what exactly does corning mean?
It's like put it into a big barrel in the brine. Okay. And corn it.
What do you use for brine? What kind of brine do you use?
Come on, it's your store.
Mostly salt, just salt and water.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It's very simple.
Well, but it's a simple process, right?
Yeah. 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 And it's a pretty simple process.
How long a process is it?
It probably takes a week to 10 days to
really
do what it's
so you better plan
supposed
ahead.
To do. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, now you have the corn. Let's talk about what you got going on at your fabulous Highland Park Markets, one of which is down the street from us here. Indeed. You've got a whole corned beef. You've got a whole special presentation for St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. Buy the corned beef, and you get all the fixings for free. So it's certified Angus beef, which everybody says. Well, what do you?
No, it makes a
difference.
People
ask, explain
what that is.
Why do you do that?
Yeah, explain what certified is.
Certified Angus beef has to meet the requirements. It's not. It's a terrific product.
Have those requirements changed over the years, Tim?
No. You have Angus beef, and then you have the certified Angus beef,
which is like a small percentage.
Stricter. It's a little stricter percentage, and it's. As far as the marbling, and it's not overly, you know, everybody says, oh, it's marbling, oh, it's all fat. No. It's not. It's
makes it wonderful.
It really does. It's just a great product, and you can taste truly.
You can. It's very subtle.
You can taste the difference, and even people will question, well, why do you have to go out and get certified Angus beef if you're just going to boil it and have it? Because of the flavor, because of the tenderness, it makes a difference. If you put the top product into it, it's going to come out better. And a lot of people say, but people are just going to boil it.
Now, the fixings include potatoes, carrots, and cabbage, right? That's what goes into the fixing. And we were talking off air. The potatoes normally, I mean, whenever time I had corned beef and cabbage when I was a kid growing up, my mom would boil the potatoes. Is that the favored method of
put it all in together, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just drop everything in.
I'm surprised you haven't
made this. These are trays that are ready to put into the oven.
Okay. But I mean, when you're boiling it, when you get it home, and you'll have to boil it again, will you not?
No.
Oh, you can just heat it up?
Just heat them up.
Oh, good to go. Okay.
Oh, the corned beef?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have to boil that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you put the potatoes in at that time and the cabbage and all that?
Put the tray. They're tray.
Oh, they're trays. Okay, trays. My mistake.
So just put those in the oven.
Okay.
But you got to boil the corned beef. That's the best way to do it.
What is other – are there other seasonal-type foods now that – what's that, your third sandwich? Because I'm jealous. What are there other seasonal type of foods now that are big hits at the market?
This time of year,
Easter's
corned beef for St. Patrick's. Easter's coming. Easter's is huge for ham.
Kielbasa.
The big ham. Oh. Kielbasa, absolutely.
You know, I watched them barbecue a ham. I watched them barbecue a ham on Barbecue Pit Masters. Now, what a fascinating process
Long process, though, isn't
it? Yeah, it would take a long time to do that. But the corned beef is just, it's so traditional. I mean, whenever you think, you know, every food You know, you could go to Christmas and you have different foods. Even Easter, you have ham and, you know, other things.
Lamb.
Or ham or lamb, right? Yep. But when you think St. Patrick's Day, this is the food. No, is this, I mean, I hope I'm not asking you a question out of school here. Is it this way in Ireland too? Or is this just some Americanization of St. Patrick's Day?
Great question.
Come on, smart guy.
I think they eat it over there too.
I think so.
They really do.
Hey, but one of the other things is in addition to, you know, the during our, but once again, I think it's what, you spend $25 and all the fixings are thrown in. But you also sell other things. And I was doing something like soda bread, stuff like that. What are some things you do out of the bakery and things of that sort that would go with it?
We've got all sorts of
cakes.
Cakes and cookies and different things that have.
Do you have white and green cupcakes?
I believe you do.
I'm sure you would.
Yes.
Never miss an opportunity.
No.
So, I mean, there are all kinds of things to do.
And everything for St. Patrick's.
Soda bread. I mean, Joe, have you ever tried soda bread?
I have.
I don't really notice.
Didn't have a taste. Big fan. No. Yeah.
What's the difference? What, besides the Highland Park difference?
Hosmer Park soda. No.
There's a pure Angus soda for this.
Yeah.
Now, how much corned beef will you sell?
Oh, God.
Tim, at this time of the year?
Tons. Tons.
Really?
It really is.
Do you ever run out?
It's huge. No. We've got it down.
And do you have it? Do you have it?
We've had the different stores and have to run some from one store to the other.
Right.
Well, that's the way you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and if I'm going to pick it up and I want to serve it on Saturday, do I still have time to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Right. Do you have it at other times of the year, too?
Yeah, we have it all year round.
You have it 24/7? Yeah. Yep. Okay.
All year round.
Well, this is, I mean,
but nothing sells. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is just, that's by far the number one seller in all the departments.
Well, I can see it. And people buy the soda bread too to go along with it and stuff.
A lot of the products.
Oh, wait, hang on. One, I've been handed a note. This just
fan mail from some flounder?
No. This just in. Don't forget the Irish cream cheesecake.
Oh,
that's like Bailey's or something? What is it? Yeah, that's what. Oh my God! Does it, when you bake it, does that get rid of all the buzz? Only one way to find out. Okay,
exactly.
So yeah, don't forget that. But yeah, cream cheesecake sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think I've eaten for the day now.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You done, Mr. Compass?
A couple of pieces of corned beef, and I'm done again. Delicious.
It really is, Tim.
Certified Angus beef. Glad you're feeding our staff because, as I've said throughout the day, our salespeople don't eat much because they're out working all the time. So they need to stock up here.
By the way, speaking, and Joe was talking about mustard a moment ago, is there one that you would prefer, like a golden spicy, or you do just your usual French's on there?
It's
personal.
Everybody's
taste,
different.
Yeah, I know that.
Personally, I like a little grape poupon.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Highfalutin.
Yeah,
the grape poupon.
Goodness gracious.
Well, thank you for coming in. As always, we appreciate
it. Great to see you.
Highland Park Markets. Tell us where they are again so people know.
Manchester, Farmington, Glastonbury, Suffield.
Perfect.
And HighlandParkMarket.com.
Because nobody does it better than Highland Park.
I've heard that once or twice. Maybe just once or twice. That's it.
Second nature.
I've heard it when I listen to WTIC once or twice.
That'll be a promo. Good job by you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.